Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Ward, and in today's show, I'm going to talk about reporting functions in Web Intelligence Reporting 3.1. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask, please use the question and comments box below. Now, all right, let's get started. Today, I'm going to talk about applying reporting functions to a Web Intelligence report. For a lot of you, reporting functions might be something new, a little different than what you might be used to doing in Excel, and we're going to talk about that. After you've created your report, you've loaded up your query, hit the run button, you're in the report viewer, and you're looking at your report itself, there are a number of different reporting functions that can be applied very quickly and very easily. There are certain rules you must follow. Assuming you follow those rules, you can add a lot of value to that report. The different reporting functions that are available fall into the set of categories as follows. Ranking. What if you want to do a ranking report? You want the top five or the bottom three, or maybe the top three and the bottom three both. Maybe you want it based on a percentage rather than on account value. Okay? That's doable. What about breaks? A break is a physical way of resorting and organizing your report, but it does more than just break the information and suppress printing duplicates. It actually does an internal sort in a group, and we'll talk more about that in a couple minutes. A fold line feature has been just added into with Service Pack 2 of the 3.1 product. They've added a fold line-like feature where if you have a detailed report at different levels of aggregation with breaks and so on and subtotals, you can actually fold. Sorting, well, we can apply various types of sorting, our standard A to Z, Z to A, or custom. In many cases, you want a custom sort. We'll talk about that. We have the ability to do local report filtering. You look at that and say, why would I want to do that? Well, what if you have your primary report, which appeared on the default first report tab, which we know is created automatically when I open up a new Webby document. It automatically creates our first report tab and populates it. And I bring all the data in. Then I may want to duplicate that using our infamous speed menu. And then on that next tab, I want to limit it just to maybe one state. So the first tab is an all-state report, and then each subsequent one is going to be a subset, one individual state's worth of data only. That way, both myself and whoever I deliver this report to can click on any particular state quickly and see it without having to go to the combined report, which is the first tab, and see all of it together. And then the built-in calculations. Now, what we're going to talk about are the built-ins only, your sum, your count, your average, min, max, and percentage. There are many, many more things you can do. That's addressed in a separate radio show, Formulas, Variables, and Functions. But we're going to talk about it from the perspective of a built-in automated reporting function. Let's back up now and let's start with ranking. Ranking is kind of a unique feature. It was first introduced in the Webby product in the previous XIR2 version. It hasn't changed, but it's a very nice option. Ranking is done by highlighting a dimension column. Let's assume for an example we have a report with states and revenue, sales revenue. And there might be 8 or 10 states and the corresponding revenue. Maybe I have the quantity sold displayed next to that. And I want to rank and select my top two states. What I do is I would actually click in the data section of the state, not the measure, but the dimension. In this case, state. When the little window comes up, a little properties window will pop up that will show you the ranking window. And you would then select whatever top or bottom that you want. You'll check mark the top or bottom box and then use the up and down arrow to select the number. So I would say top two. You then have to go to the, there's a window in the middle where you have to select what it's based on. This is extremely important. This is where you select which measure. It will default to a particular measure, whichever one it finds first internally, and oftentimes it's not the one you want. And you look at it and say, that's not the correct measure. Why did it pick that one? Well, you didn't use the based on option to set it to something different. So you need to select based on, select the appropriate one, and down below that is another selection window. And in that selection window, it allows you to select count, percentage, or cumulative. If you convert it to a percentage, then you have to readjust the number above it to reflect a percentage value rather than a count value. And beware, the percentage is based on the total number of the dimension objects, not the value of the measure itself and taking 20% of that value. But it's a percentage based on the number of values that exist for the dimension itself, in this case, state. And that's very different than what I've seen with most of the products. When you do OK, click the OK, it will then come back, and what you will see in the report is that subset. It will automatically treat it almost like a local report filter. What's it filtering? Maybe only the top two. I might have selected top two, and I only get the top two. If I wanted to turn the feature off, I merely highlight the state column. And again, there's only maybe two rows showing in this example then. In the data section, not the title, because the ranking is done on the data, not on the title itself. And then there's a little arrow up on top next to the ranking button or icon that you would click, and there's a remove. It's no longer a click off, but you have to select the remove. Should you instead want to edit it, you can click the edit option. It will reopen up the property window or property-like window for your ranking. And you merely go in, make the appropriate changes. Maybe you uncheck the top and you check the bottom and you change it to bottom two. Maybe you change it to a different measure. Maybe you base it instead on a count, maybe on a percentage. Whatever the case may be, you would make the appropriate change. You click the OK and it instantly brings the report back and it instantly reflects the change based on the ranking. Now again, ranking only hides the data from being displayed. It's all still there. You just don't see it all. It's being hidden underneath the covers. Okay? That's how ranking works. Okay? Must remember, the key thing is you highlight the dimension, not the measure. Once you select a dimension column in the data section, click the ranking button, then from within the rank properties window, you select the based on. That based on is where the measure is selected. And many people miss that. They try to do it on the measure column itself, and that's not how it works. Now let's talk about breaks. Breaks are done to basically reorganize in a particular order. Let's assume that I have a year and a quarter in a state in a report, and I apply a break at the state level. What it's going to do is group for each unique state, it's going to group everything else underneath it. So in this example, all my years and quarters and any measures that I picked up, maybe in this example I might have picked up a sales revenue quantity sold, those are all going to peer all the unique values within each individual state. If I then apply a second break at the year level, it's going to then do a layering, and then I'll have each of the years within the state, and then the quarters would be underneath that along with the corresponding measures and so on. Breaks do have properties. You can center values across, both down and across. If you're using this in a cross tab, it does work both ways. But there is no properties window for it. Unlike ranking, we don't have that. So what you have to do is make sure you've got your properties tab open. Remember, the properties tab is where we do our formatting. As long as that properties tab is open, you can go out there and click on the break column, and you'll see a break category right near the bottom show up. Now beware, you only see the break in the situation that there's a break turned on. Otherwise, the break category won't even show up at all. And there's only approximately five options to check from: show the break header, show the break footer, center the value across the break. So you want to be very, very careful as you go through that. Okay? Now, you can uncheck the breaks, and it resets it back, and just into a straight, as I like to call it, a straight dump of the data going down the column. When you do apply the break, remember, it prints multiple recurring values only once at the beginning of that block, and then it assumes all the remaining rows are the same value. So in a way, a break really does an internal sorting and grouping both. And then when it formats it correctly. If ranking and breaking are used together, as a general rule, you only have to do the ranking once. You would do it on the lowest level dimension. So in this example, if I had a break on state and a break on year, quarters underneath it would be the quarter level that I would apply the ranking. So give me my top one quarter, and by default, it works very closely with the breaks and the ranks together, and they each talk to each other, and it recognizes the fact that there are higher level breaks, and the ranking would be done at the lowest level. That's the correct way you do it. You don't apply multiple rankings. You apply your breaks at the higher levels, making sure they're set up correctly so that the lowest level dimension that you want to do the ranking on is correct. Not difficult at all, you just have to follow the rules. Now the fold line option, again, is a new feature in Service Pack 2, one of three or four major features that have been added in. What allows you to do is, if you have a detailed report like I just talked about with a lot of breaks and maybe you have subtotals and so on, you can go in and invoke the fold option and then collapse some of the groups down. So maybe for certain states you collapse it down and you only see the summary line and not all the detail. For other ones, you show the detail. So it's a real nice carryover feature that exists in the desktop product, It never existed in the Webby product, and they just recently added that in. It's not 100% match, but it's pretty darn close, and it does a very nice job, again, for collapsing down some of the groups when you have a lot of high-level to low-level information being displayed, potentially with subtotals and grand totals. It provides a nice vehicle. The next feature is sorting. This is a no-brainer. A to Z, Z to A, or custom. If you select custom, you have to manually move all the objects around. You can use the up and down arrows, or you can drag them up and down. You can do a placeholder if you're allowing for something that's going to come in later on that doesn't exist. You can even place a placeholder in there in the sort and build a custom sort. The sorting function is click on, click off, like the break function. So if you apply a sort, A to Z or Z to A, you can click to turn it off. To delete a custom sort, however, you have to highlight the column that you had prior applied it to, open it up, and then delete the custom sort option actually shows up with a verification, and you can remove the sort that particular way. Beware, if you're sorting on a measure column, I get this question all the time. You want to be very careful. You need to make sure you don't have a sort on any other dimension values or rows corresponding to it, because then that will override it, and then because it's a one-to-one, you won't see anything change. You have to watch out for that. Local report filtering, you merely click on a column, hit the little yellow filter, and you can a list of values will come up, or you can use the new filter editor option. There's a show and hide filter pane on the left side that you can click on, a little icon next to the formula button. It opens up a little window on top that's like a little filter window. And this is within the report viewer now. You merely drag the object from your data tab into that little area. It will open up the filter editor and allow you to create a local report filter. Keep in mind, it can be done for any object, dimension, detail, or measure. It doesn't matter. Using the filter editor, it'll allow you to do that. Local report filters are applied on the block that you currently have clicked on, exclusively there. And it can be on each unique tab that you can have a different set of local report filters. So it's a very nice, very powerful feature as well. So that's local report filtering. You can show and hide the filter pane. The filter will still be there. To remove them, you would merely right-click and drag those out of the local report filter pane. You will instantly see the values redisplayed for all of it because it's removing the local filter. Do not confuse these local filters with query filters. Query filters are done up front at the query panel level, and they control the overall feed of data into the report block itself. So you have to make sure that, for example, in mine, one I did earlier, I brought all the states in. That was on the very first report tab. I duplicated it. Then I applied a local report filter on that next tab because they only wanted to have my first state displayed. And I can duplicate and do the same thing for every single one if I want to. The last major reporting function is calculations. Your print, or your sum, your count, your average, your min, your max, and percentage. And the little icon will flip-flop between a sum or an N for count, depending on what object you click on. So if you click on a dimension or a detail column, you can only do a count or a max or a min. And you will see that everything else will gray out. If you click on a measure column, sales revenue, quantity sold, you'll see the sum, the count, the average will be there, the min, the max, and the percentage. And then the calculations can be applied, however, one at a time and only on one object at a time. So if I wanted to apply sums to two columns, sales revenue and quantity sold, by multi-selecting the two columns, it will gray out entirely the calculations. So calculations can only be done on one column or one object at a time, and only one of those individual values at a time. To turn them off, you do not click to turn them off. You must remember to use the right-click and remove row or remove column to remove those various calculations as well. For more information, a more detailed level, again, we have a separate radio show and in our training course, in our advanced web intelligence reporting class, we talk more extensively about calculations. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comments box below. If you are interested in viewing any of my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Ward. If there's a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. I thank you for your time today, and remember to turn into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.